Okay, excellent. So we left off yesterday explaining that Limud HaTorah is going to be the active ingredient that's going to bring the Geula from a number of sources yesterday. Now we're going to try to explain how specifically, what is the reason why Lomdei Torah is the active agent that brings the Geula. Why? How does it work? That's the topic today. So we have, let's start with the Gros brother who wrote the book, Malos HaTorah. Do you have read it? He explains as follows. He says the principle, Ein Hagalios Miskapsin Elibiskus HaTorah. The Galus is going to be, the ingathering of the exile is going to be brought about by way of learning Torah, period. Now he brings a pasuk in, this is a good drasha, Baba Basra, da Ches Amud Aleph, that the pasuk in Hosea, Ches Yud, Perek Ches, pasuk Yud, the Gemara Baba Basra, da Ches is darshaning this pasuk, Ki Yitnu Bagoyim, Ata Kapse. When they're placed in the Goyim, then now I will ingather them. So the drush in the Gemara Baba Basra, it's Ula, who says that it's Lomdei Torah, and Yitnu is really Aramaic, which really means learning of Torah. It brings psukim to that effect. And the Gemara there explains, this is the Malos HaTorah now darshaning this limud, and explains that the two first Galios, Korban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, came, the first one came because of Eli Orias, Shvichus Damin, and Avodah Zarah, right? And that was connected to the Zchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, okay? We got them out of that Galos because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, our Galos is different. What is our Galos based on? What is the reason why we have our Galos? Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara. Those two things are the reason why we have our Galos now, which we're still in. So says the Malos HaTorah, V'Galos HaZeh Achron, Hu Be'avon Lashon Hara V'Sinat Chinam, Shehu Be'Hefek HaTorah, Sinat Chinam, and Lashon Hara are the antithesis of Torah. So now, how do we do the tikkun for that affair? Fix your mouth. You have hatred in your heart and your mouth, you're talking. So now learning Torah is going to clean up your heart and fix your mouth, what you're saying. V'tiyeh ge'ula b'schus Moshe. He says the ge'ula is in the sus. I don't know how you got it here. U'b'schus ha'Torah, shenitna al yado. Moshe and the Torah that was given by him. And therefore, we know, we learned the Gemara Yuma, that the end is unknown. It's unclear. Just like Moshe's death, nobody knows where he was buried. He makes that connection. But lo yada ish et kumraso. And he brings a Zohar also, the Malos HaTorah and Shmos, Hey Yud Zayin, that says, regarding the pasuk of Nirpim Atem Nirpim, like you're weakening. What does that really mean? It's going on the final galus, and it means, says the Zohar, they're weakening in their learning. Atem Me'oraisa, Akein Techabed Avoda. That's why the pain and suffering is going to increase. Al Anashim B'Misim V'Arnonos, with taxes and Arnona payments. That's the Zohar, okay, fine. So in other words, those payments that people have to do are because they're not learning Torah. But if they were learning Torah, they wouldn't have to pay these fines. That's what's going on in the Gemara Baba Basra. It's a halachic discussion that the Malos HaTorah. In Daf Ches, it's discussing the Talmid Chacham having to pay these taxes. So that's the drush over here. So we see a connection between the reason why we came into the Galus, which is Lashon Hara, Simas Chinam, And the solution, says the Zohar, is do the opposite. Start learning Torah. Learning Torah is the remedy for that. That's one mahalach. When you have a dirty heart and you're full of hatred and anger, you're not learning Torah. That's not what the Torah wants. Torah wants love and peace. That's taiva, anger. It's not the same. Murder is not hatred. Murder is, you just got lost your, you lost it. You got angry, you threw a frying pan and hit somebody. It's not serious. That's what he's saying. Right, about a Zara, all the things, not serious. The serious one is the senseless hatred of the Lashon Hara, and Torah is the remedy for that internal problem. Okay? Now we go to the next concept here. And this is very exciting. We have a drush of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Okay? So he's also very Kabbalistic here. And he says an interesting idea based on the Zohar. This I like very much. He says it like this. Yaakov Avinu, we all know the story that in the Chumash, where Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to find his wife, happened was he sees some of the shepherds that they're closing up their business and ready to go home in the middle of the day, and he gives them some unsolicited mussar. Listen, it's not a full day yet. You have to finish your, like, you know, like the clock in. You have to stay the whole day. You have to still feed your, water your sheep. Go ahead. It's not time to go home yet. Whether you're the owner or whether you're a worker for somebody, Rashi brings some of them. You're not supposed to do that. So the Zohar has a whole different shot as to what Yaakov is doing in this seemingly like he's a Musar guy giving Musar to people. So it says the Zohar, what was Yaakov doing? He said he saw in Ruach Kodesho all of the Hanhagos in the Galos. He was talking about the future. When he's talking to these people and telling them it's still the full Yom HaGadol, still the days still going. It's the work to do. What does he say? He says like this. He says, "Ani roeh, I see she'od hayom. It's still daylight out." This is what he told those guys, the shepherds. It's still daylight. Meaning to say, "Mohuma u'mevucha hu hasamech mem gadol." Okay. Yom HaGadol is really means that the Tsar of Esav, the Samach Mem, called in the acronym, he's the Yetzer Hara, Satan, etc. He's still Gadol. He's working hard right now. Umach Maseh Lo Eit Haseif HaMikmet. That's the pasuk. Lo Eit. It's not the time to gather in the flock, the sheep. It's not time. Why? Because the Samach Mem is Gadol. The Yom is Gadol, and he's going, working his Yetzer Hara very strong. So it's not time to gather in the flocks. What does that mean? Ligael Geula Shleima. It's not time for the Galus yet. Huh? The Geula is not here. Not time for the Geula, exactly. It's not time to do the ingathering of the exile because the Yom is still Gadol. Don't gather in the sheep yet. It's not time. Then he gave them Eitza, how to overcome the Samach Mem. How do you overcome him? That was Yaakov's interchange with these shepherds. And what did he say to them? Hishku Hatzon, water the sheep. What does that mean? You know, watering the sheep is feed, give them Torah. And he quotes the Gemara in Parakama Borazara, that it says that, you know, the Maim is Torah. And he says, Ashrei Vishol B'Shemam Shem Oskim B'Torah and Gemilus Chasadim, that, where is the Gemilus Chasadim in this pasuk? Hishku Atzon. And then the next words is, Lechu R'u. Go and shepherd. R'u. R'u means do chesed. Go do chesed. This is the Zohar the Rav Chaim Volozhin brings. So he's saying these two things of watering the sheep, which is Torah, go flock your sheep, shepherd your sheep, which is chesed, milas chesedim. Those two things are going to make it that we will overcome the Samach Mem, who is the Tsar of Esav, and is destroying us. And says Rav Chaim Voloshin, in the name of the Zohar again, that what's going to happen when we do these two things? How does it work? And this could fit with what we saw in the Gemara Basra, that it's the antithesis of Lashon Hara and Simas Chinam. And he says like this. He says, then your Yetzer is going to be back in your hands. Your Yetzer is in your control. You're in charge of your Yetzer Hara. Whereas right now, when the day is all still going, the work still needs to be done, Yaakov was telling them, you're not in control of yourselves. You're not ready. The Samach Mem is in control. He's the Tsar of Amalek. He's the one who's running your behavior. But you're not in charge. How do you get control of yourself? Torah, Milas Chasadim. Then the Yetzer Hara is Masur Biyet Biyadchem, in your hands, V'tizku Le'igayel Geula Shleim. That is the formula. It's a little bit of a different emphasis than what we saw. He says another point, this is in the Nefesh HaChaim now. Okay, we're in the Nefesh, in the Rav Chaim Voloshin series, in his different writings. So he says, this is on Pirkei Avos, you know, Nefesh HaChaim is Pirkei Avos, but a Kabbalistic twist as an alternative to the Hasidim. This was his way of responding. He says like this, Iker HaTshuva Shleima HaAmitis. The Iker Tshuva Shleima, which is real, how do you get it? She'im Ava. The ultimate level of Tshuva is the Ava. Urak al yidei Esach HaTorah, Karaui. It's only when you're learning Torah properly. That's the real way to do proper Tshuva. And he quotes the Malos of Torah that we just explained. Ohev es ha-makom. What does it mean, loving the makom? That means, Hashiveinu avinu lesorosecha. This is what we say in Shemoneh Esrei. Ba'achazireinu b'tshuva shalema lefanecha. Meaning to say, returning us to Torah is the tshuva shalema. That's the way they're learning that. We've also heard it a number of times. Rav Zafrani said here a few times also this, if then, meaning to say, if you return me to learning, then I can do tshuva shleima. Otherwise, I can do tshuva without learning, but not tshuva shleima. It's not going to happen. It's not possible. And the Zohar says like this. This is in Vayikra Kaf Aleph Aleph. We have to learn more Zohar in this issue. It's clear. We have to learn more. The Gross said that's going to bring the Gula slowly when we get there. After we finish the Choshen Mishpat program, have a special chabura for Zohar, okay, in Kabbalah. Lean in there. It says like this. Kad barnash itrachik me'oraita. When a barnash, a man, distances himself from learning, rachik me'akadosh baruch. He's distancing himself from Hashem. Uman dekariv la'oraisa, and the guy who comes closer to learning, Kariv le kucha brihu. He becomes closer to Hashem. That's the formula of the Zohar. Behedia ki al kol pish am tichase avas haTorah. This is very scary what he's saying over here. On all of our averas, loving Torah is going to cover it up. It can't extinguish it. We know that a mitzvah can't mechaba an avera. You're going to get the punishment for the avera unless you do tshuva. But the idea is, and he's going to answer that now, Moshe Kasa B'tana de Beliau, Perik Gimel, on this pasuk, he explains, that we just read, Hashiveinu Hashem L'sor Secha, he says like this, V'chein Amru Ha'mor Sheba Machziro L'mutav. You cannot, it doesn't make sense how the Zohar can say that once you do, you learn Torah with love, that covers up the averas. There's a problem here. We know that learning Torah can't get rid of your averas. It could be machaper for your surim that you have to pay, but you must do tshuva. You cannot get your averas erased just by learning. It doesn't work that way. But what, so how does he explain that Zohar? That it seems to say that if you love learning, you get closer to learning, it's going to cover up. Love covers up everything, all the mess. The answer is, and he quotes the Yerushalmi here in Chagiga, that when you learn Torah, the Ma'or Sheba Machzir Lamutav, the light of the Torah is going to correct your behavior and make you do the right thing. And that is always the caveat that the Rabbi Green always used to say on this, I'm sure he still does, is assuming you're learning properly. If they really be learning properly, if you're just learning, that's not necessarily going to get you this light of Torah. It's when you're learning with the love and the excitement and the desire to understand every piece of the Torah, every word, every Kiddush, every point. That's when you get this special segula of having the light of the Torah bring you back to Tshuva. Okay? So that's what we're seeing here from Rav Chaim Volozhin. It's that the Torah, a new aspect, learning Torah properly is going to fix you completely and metaken all of your mental problems. And I'll read in the second half of Rav Chaim Volozhin here on this. He says, like, this is also in the drasha. It looks like it's only one drasha. We have to get it out of the Otsar to see the whole thing. It's only one drasha that's talking about this idea. And he says, an interesting point, another aspect as to how Limud HaTorah is going to bring about the Geula. So far we've seen the first idea was it is against Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara. This is the antithesis. The second point we saw from the Zohar, and Rav Chaim Volozhin brought that, was that from the Zohar that this concept that it brings you in control of your Yetzirah. The learning Torah, the shepherd, you can knock out the Samach Mem, which is the idea of the Tsar of Amalek, who is in control of our Yetzirah and energizing our Yetzirah. And by learning Torah and doing Chesed, says the Zohar, you get control. And that control brings the Geula. Then it's time for the Geula. The Samach Mem is dead. The Tsar of Amalek is dead, then the Geula can come, which we know this concept. That's the second one. Now we have this other idea that when you do all of the... Now let's go to the next one. So now, says Rav Chaim Volozhin, another aspect of what Torah will do to end the Gullus. So he says, Ata, nowadays, in this Gullus that we're in, Meiro Tirdos, because of so much stress that we have to get Parnassa, that causes us Bittul Torah and Bittul Mitzvahs. Money, the need for money is a cause of tremendous Bittul Torah and Bittul Mitzvahs. Okay, that's the thing that doesn't need to be proven. And therefore, says the Zohar, or says Rav Chaim Volozhin, Misacher HaGalus Ma'ol. The Gullus keeps getting delayed because it's like a game almost. We send you into Gullus to see if you're going to make it because you're a bad boy. And then when you're up there, because of all the difficulties in the Gullus of having money, you stop learning. You get a job. And now you get a job because you have no money. And then you stop doing less. And the Gullus continues. It's like a cycle that needs to be broken. Okay? So says Rav Chaim Volozhin, ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra me'uma ad shenifra misara tchila. We have a principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish or exact his vengeance, payment, from a nation until first it goes after its ministering angel, its tsar. Okay? So says, this is the Medrash in Shir Shirim, v'saro shel Amalek hu ha-samech men. Who are Satan, who are Yetzirah, like we said. The Samech Mem is the Tsar of Amalek. You've got to knock him out before you go after the people. So what do you do? Asher anachnu ba'atzmenu mosifin lo koach lekatre. We, when we're not learning, we're adding more fuel by our Bittul Torah and our Bittul Mitzvahs. We're adding more energy to the Samech Mem to go and prosecute us on our averas. They keep going higher and higher. And the Zohar, right? Oh, and this is the Zohar we hear before. Od Hayom Gadol, Yaakov talking to the other shepherds. It's still daylight. That's pshat, says the Zohar. Oh, there's still daylight means Samech Mem is killing us. Okay? Be'isa be'gemara chagiga perek rishon. on the pasuk. This is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. V'dimua tidame v'tered einai dima. So there's a lot of dimuas here, a lot of tears. Three times the pasuk says the word dimua, tears, tidame, will tear, v'tered einai dima, and will fall on our eyes, tear. Ki, this is the name of the pasuk of Yirmiyahu, Yud-Gimel Yud-Zayin, Ki nishba ein Hashem, because the flock of Hashem has been kidnapped, captured, nishba, it was captured. So we have these three tears because of nishba eider Hashem, the eider, the flock of Hashem was captured. So says the Gemara, and this is in, I believe, where would we say, Chagiga, Hamid Beis, says like this to explain these three tears. Gimel Dmaos Halalu Lama, asks the Gemara. What do we need these three tears for? What? So the first one is on the first base of Mikdash. The second one is on the second base of Mikdash. And the last one, this is a different Manda Amar, it says it's because it's a Bittul Torah. So the Gemara says, Vishleim, and we can understand the one who holds the two tears is Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni. We can understand that what the end of the pasuk is talking about when it says Nishba Eder Hashem is because they're crying because the base of Mikdash was destroyed. We went into Galus, and now we're Nishba. The flock of Hashem is out there, and that's why everybody's crying. Makes sense. But according to the Manda Amar, who says that it's Bittul Torah, the third drop is Bittul Torah, it's a machlokas on that third drop. What, why ki nishba eder Hashem? Why, what's the pasuk saying that we're crying about Bittul Torah because the flock of Hashem was captured? So it makes sense if they went into Galus, they got kicked out of Israel. Now they're captured amongst the Goyim, etc. They're out there. Now we should be crying, fine. But what's about Bittul Torah? So says the Gemara, once the Eder Hashem was kidnapped, the flock of Hashem was kidnapped, meaning to say that is the reason behind the Bittul Torah, because of our preoccupation in the world, worldly matters, etc. We were Nishba, that causes the tear of Bittul Torah. So he's learning it a little differently, not that once they got the base of it is destroyed, now they're outside in the goyim. It's the opposite. Once they get kicked out, once they're nishba in Parnassa and Tirda, etc., that causes Bittul Torah, which is what the third teardrop in this pasuk in Yirmiyahu is causing. So in other words, we see that it's the Bittul Torah that's coming from the galus that is the reason why we don't have the geula. That's it. The more we have more Torah, the more we energize and kill the Samech Mem, the Tsar of Amalek. We take control of our Yetzer Hara. We take control of everything, of ourselves. And that brings the Geula. That brings the Geula. The last point of Rav Chaim Volozhin, and we'll stop with this point here, is this also in Nefesh HaChaim now, Shar Dalet Perek Lamed Beis, right after the previous one that we did a few minutes ago. He says as follows, that Esek HaTorah is Mechaper on all of our sins. Mechaper is on everything. Because, and this is again a new and slightly different aspect of everything we've been saying up until now. He says like this, the Shor Shaha Elyon of the Torah Kedosha, the highest source, the roots of the Torah, Shorash HaElyon of the Torah, is above all of the Olamos, above all the Olamos. And what does it mean? Now, why does, this is explaining why Torah can mechaper on everything, because you're going to the highest place of the Shorash HaElyon. That's what learning the Torah does, and that has the ability to mechaper on all of our avers, okay? And he's saying like this, Shekol ha'on amen yehesh me rabba b'kol kolcho mochlin lo akol avonosav. You have mechila if you answer yehesh me rabba with full might, either volume, or with full kavana. Somehow we see that there's an idea, a Gemara, that whoever in Brachos, that whoever answers Amen Yehesh Me Rabba with such power can get mechila for all of his sins. How could it be? So he says it's the same idea as learning Torah. The Yehesh Me Rabba is tapping into the Shoshash Ha'elyon. It's the highest place in Shamayim, wherever that means, all the way up there. And when you tap into that high place, you get kapar for everything, or mechila for everything. So he says, this is Rav Chaim Balazhin making this connection between the Yehesh Me Rabba, with all your might, with full kavana, and Esek HaTorah. So Kein Ha'inin, Shaiyde Esek HaTorah Karaui. Again, he says you have to be learning properly. It arouses this highest source, lahatzil ulahashpia shifas or ha'elyon. It allows us to be affected, to have the effect and the hashpa of this light that's coming from the highest place of all the olamos kula. V'rishvei rishvei eish shall have this nora. Each word is like a fire, like a flame. And it's an awesome flame, ligaresh, velikalos, kol atumos, vasahumos. It has the power to destroy all of the tuma and the pollution that our actions cause. Bikol olamos, in all the worlds that we destroyed, litkadesh, become holy, ulahair or bikdusha elyona, lihitkasher yachad echad bechavero. We become one with our friends who are also learning with us. Vikol hapegamim mitmalim. All the damage that we did gets filled up. Meaning to say, if you made a hole somewhere, it gets shvachtel. Vikol hakilkulim nitkanim. All the things you broke get fixed. Bekol harisos mitbanim, everything we destroy gets rebuilt. Ve'asimcha ve'achedvesa yisera ve'or elyon misrava bechol ha'olamos. This high light is increased in all of the olamos. Ve'gam kiyadua shekol davar eno nitkan ela b'shor shoa elyon. You really want to fix something? You have to go to the source, the shoresh ha'elyon, the highest level source. That's the place you want to really fix. You want to put a band-aid on something? You can go to the shoresh ha'tachton. You want to go to fix it from the inside? You have to go to the shoresh ha'elyon. That's what he's saying here. Self-evident. V'kol echad mi'yisrael shoresh elyon shel nishmaso hu me'oz echad me'atorah. He says, every single Jew's neshama, the shoresh ha'elyon of his personal neshama, is one letter in the Torah. There's one os in the Torah, which is your personal shoresh ha'elyon. Lachain, kol pagmei ha'nefesh ha'chotad, all of the damage that a person did with his averas, nitkanim u'nimtakin, they're fixed and they're sweetened in their shoresh by learning the Torah Kedosha, the Esek Ba, Karaui. The right, you have to learn the right way. You can't just learn and slime it up, or whatever, flub it up. You have to really learn. Then all of these things are fixed. Zafrani, when he was standing here, after Avraham Meir Levi Zatzal died, talked about this and made a qualification, if everybody remembers it. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel was the same day, they talked about the same thing. He says, you can have, we know that the learning Torah has the ability to fix and build and fix all of the problems that a person has. He said, but they were both talking about internet, the Sefrani Rabbi Yaakov Hillel at the Yortzeit site. And they said that it's very good that you're getting this Or Elyon, but when you're watching snus and all these things, you're actively destroying that which you built. So it's nothing's gonna change. You're just gonna keep destroying everything you build inside. I remember one of the Avreichim came to me and said to me that this was the impetus that changed his whole life, and he stopped watching all the movies and all the garbage because of that drush, because we're doing the thing that should be shooting us into the highest level of change and growth possible. And we're doing something that is doing the active internal destruction simultaneously. Simultaneously, we're able to pull it off with the new technology. And they were both discussing this Reb Chaim Volozhin. How could it be that people are suffering so much? So he was telling us, he made me sign a paper that everybody's gonna sign, that not them and not their wives have unfiltered machines, etc. Fine. You wanna get this, you're gonna have to make sure that you stop the other thing. If you don't do that, you can't do both of them together. You're not gonna get the benefits. Just one's gonna neutralize the other one. You're gonna keep just going in circles and circles and circles. So when you look at all of these points together, again, this is very Zohar driven. This is the key to the Geula. This is it. This is what's going to bring the Geula, is building ourselves and attacking ourselves when learning properly. Again, we saw last week that it's going to come with a lot of pain, a lot of poverty and suffering and all of these things, but we're hoping that we can do it the good way without all the pain and suffering. Hashem should protect us, that we should continue to learn, tap into this Or Shoresh HaElyon that's going to attack in all of the damage that we have done to ourselves and to this, all the Olamos, and bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mheira b'yamei. Any questions before I go? You have a question?
Yeah, there are two questions today.
By the way, this is an advertisement also we saw here at Chaim Volozhin for people who leave davening early and miss the last Kaddish. They don't realize what they're missing, right? Some people like to run out the door as quickly as possible before Rabbi Michael has to call them back, come back in. Da, da, da. You see, if you say that with Kavana, you're tapping into something that is the highest level of Kedusha that there possibly can be. Hayimei Neshmei Rabba and learning Torah Be'ava are the two things that have that ability. Think about it. Yes, Daniel.
The two questions from one from Rabbi David Meir Deutsch and one from Rabbi Setzer, with regards to Torah fixing everything for us, if you will. Maybe the Rosh Hashiva can put it into a little bit more context, because we've seen, I think the Rosh Hashiva quoted Rabbi Green, who quoted that Hashem said, if only they had abandoned me and kept my Torah, then that would have been enough. How can you say that those people would have been learning Torah properly if they had abandoned Hashem and just kept the Torah? So here we heard today that you have to be learning Torah the right way, but right. I'm sure the Rosh Hashiva can be Ashiv those too, but what would be the simple way to do that?
Yeah, that's what it means. They abandoned me, but at least learn. If you learn, eventually the Or of the Torah is going to bring you back on the right track.
It will lead to Lishma. That specific will...
We hope that a person will learn properly. Now it's very hard because everybody has all the cheat books and all the different things, and it's very hard to actually learn. Very hard.
Okay. And the second question is...
As you didn't have all of the Masiftas and the art scroll and everything, and you actually had to break your head to figure out the Marshal. So I remember Ben Burke gave me a Marshal HaMavur. And he had a whole Marshal, Schottenstein of Marshal. Okay, very good. And he's quoting in the front of his book that he put out, the guy that the Chazon Ish said that the second they stopped learning Marshal, Iyun and Yeshivas was over, when they stopped learning the Marshal Keseder. And they were very good. So now what did you do? You just made the whole point of what the Iyun of the Marshal is that it's painful. You don't know what the heck he's talking about until you get into the study properly. And this guy just cheated. And he gave you the whole thing on a silver plate. So now you think that's going to be the Iyun that the Chazon Ish was talking about? Of course not. So, but of course, now you have to really learn. You have to really, really learn in order to get that desire to want to fix your behavior. You really do. And to do tshuva.
Now, with regards to now the point about tshuva, we know that there's a number of other steps required to achieve full tshuva. Yet the Rosh Hashiva implied today that learning Torah seems to be enough, but you have to ask for forgiveness, etc. Is that...
He said you get forgive, but then he also quoted this Gemara that said that it's going to bring you back to do the right thing. You can't ignore that. You can't say Torah is going to just end all your averas, and it's over. It could machaper, the suffering that you're toiling you have in Torah, will machaper on the isurim that you have to suffer to expunge the avera. That's true. Even after tshuva, you may still need isurim. Torah can knock that out. That's for sure. Learning hard and working hard to understand something in Torah has the power to chapin averos. That's clear. But to get without the tshuva, it's not going to happen. You can't okay. do it.
And there was okay. one last...
Oh, the Torah is also not only the hard learning that it's hard to do and you don't give up, and that gives you the kapara. In addition, we're hoping that it's the product, the light that's going to come down to us from the learning will also get our acts together to realize we have to stop with all the garbage that we do. Okay? That's what we're hoping for. What's the last question for today?
This is maybe just to find chiluk for us to better understand reward and punishment. Is the Rosh Hashiva said today that everything that we've built up gets destroyed by this nus. Is it a question of...
Rabbi Zafrani and Rabbi Yaakov Hill.
Is it a question of we'll get the reward, but we'll get punishment, or it actually just negates the mitzvahs bichlal and you don't get either?
He didn't say it in that way. No, you're going to get punished for the avera and rewarded for the for this. But what's happening internally when you see a guy who's been in kolo for so many years and nothing's changing in him, or it's even above for years and he's not growing, he's got the same stupid opinions that he always had, the same dumb things he's always doing. That guy, this is what they said, not me. It makes sense. Well, why is he not going anywhere? Why is it not happening? What happened to the Torah? The answer is he's doing something that's just, he's burning up everything he built. Everything he built, he's destroying. That was their piece of Torah that they said.
Thank you.
Okay?
Understood.
All right, everyone. Let's have a great